This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
In many ways, funeral home employees could be considered frontline workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's what one owner of a funeral home in Austin believes. There, people have been working 7 days a week to help families bury those killed by the virus. And then the funeral home lost one of its own. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
For the first time in its long history, the doors to Mission Funeral Home in East Austin are locked during business hours. You need an appointment to get in. That's not to keep the grief of families out. Grief is something employees here are ready to face close up. That's to keep out the coronavirus.
We're going to have to take the precautions for the family too, and also for ourselves, because we have to continue to help people.
Charles Villaseñor is the president of Mission Funeral Homes. Lately, he's been working long and odd hours, and something he's accustomed to. Death is unpredictable. But lately, death has been especially relentless.
Since we're having so many different cases, we have to work every single day. And it's been tough.
Many of the families that come to Mission Funeral Home are Hispanic. Hispanic people have been disproportionately affected by the virus. For example, last week in the Austin area, just over half of coronavirus cases were among Hispanic people, in a region where the population's about one-third. Charles said the funeral home didn't see many COVID cases until a couple months into the pandemic.
Okay, so after July 4th, are when things really started to change.
A few days later, the Austin area reported 753 new cases, the most in one day. The deaths followed.
By the 12th of July, we were seeing two cases every couple of days. And we were averaging, you know, maybe three or four a week. And then all of a sudden, it turned into three or four a day.
Until late July, when they had 10 cases in one day. That same week, Charles's mother died.
The families depend on us. And so, you know, so that's what's happening now, is that we're having to just keep going and going and going. Even through my own mother's death, I'm having to make sure that funerals are done every single day.
On July 28th, Charles's mom, Lois Villaseñor, died from complications due to COVID-19. Her funeral was last Thursday at a church in East Austin. Several dozen people came out, keeping their distance and wearing their masks. A mariachi band played. Others, like myself, watched a live video stream. Lois and her husband, also named Charles, opened Mission Funeral Home in 1959. Friends said they quickly became an important part of the Mexican-American neighborhood they moved to.
I admired Loisa for her place in this community.
Texas State Senator Carol Alvarado spoke Thursday.
And it is because of that foundation that they laid, the real estate that they bought, the businesses that they helped build, why this particular part of Austin can grow and prosper.
In 1989, Lois was the first Hispanic woman appointed to the state's funeral commission. She was an accomplished business owner, fiercely loyal to her family. She loved painting and taking day trips to San Antonio. She also had a bit of a daring streak. Lois had a pilot's license and apparently would fly in her off time. She's now buried, along with her husband, in the Texas State Cemetery under a gravestone featuring Our Lady of Guadalupe. Her longtime friend, Elisa May, told this story at the funeral.
She felt a deep responsibility to bring the powerful Hispanic religious icon to the state cemetery.
But May says Lois didn't get this done without a fight.
She had to make multiple requests from state officials to allow her to have her way. Our Lady of Guadalupe will be there by her side, along with her beloved husband, Charles, for the state to witness the strength of the Hispanic culture. You will be forever loved and remembered. Vaya con Dios, Mrs. V.
Lois was 87 when she died. She'd been living with dementia while two aides cared for her. The first symptoms of COVID-19 were unusual, her son said. She complained of sore legs. Then she had trouble breathing. She was in the hospital for 1 week, on a ventilator for most of that time, before she died. Charles, Lois's son, says he now shares an understanding with many of the families that come to Mission Funeral Home. With the coronavirus, you lose someone suddenly.
It's far more traumatic for the family because everything happened very quickly and they don't know where it came from. They don't know how the person got it. And of course they're concerned and they're very, very overtaken.
Hospitals typically don't allow people to visit COVID-19 patients. So death is often the first time families can see their loved ones since they got sick.
The situation really calls for us to prepare the loved one for the family, set the features, wash the hair, comb the hair, make sure that the family member is able to see the loved one.
They also need to disinfect the body so a family can come close without worrying about getting the virus. Embalming, typically done to preserve bodies, also disinfects. And in some cases, says Charles, families that plan to cremate their loved ones ask first that they be embalmed and dressed, as if preparing them for an open casket, just so family can get close and see them.
We see the families on television that can see their loved one or touch the glass, you know, on the other side. That's not always the case.
Charles and his siblings were last able to see their mom via a Zoom call from the hospital. The day after she died, he went back to work.
I had a funeral with the family. I told them my mother had passed away, and they go, oh my gosh, and you're here doing the funeral? Well, my mother would have wanted me to be there. She would want me to go out there and do your job.
Charles says the number of coronavirus tests the funeral home's handling has gone down. On Thursday night, after burying his mom, Charles says he felt a sense of relief. There hadn't been any COVID calls to the funeral home that day. But then, he corrected himself, there'd been two. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.